The first sign that our institutions were weakening occurred in 2000, when the Supreme Court decided which candidate would ascend to the presidency. Amidst accusations of a flawed voting process in Florida, and despite Al Gore winning by 500,000 votes, the Supreme Court put George W. Bush into the White House. Since then, our financial institutions have been rolled by the dot-com crash, which wiped out $5 trillion in stock market value, the home mortgage crisis, which blew the windows out of millions of Americans' only significant asset, and the near halving of the dollar's value. Simultaneously, the transportation sector has been crushed under oil prices that have quadrupled, and our food system is in crisis. Fisheries have collapsed, and a tug of war between crops grown for fuel versus for food has contributed to a doubling of prices since 2000. The sky isn't falling, though it may be rapidly warming. We created these crises. Proper regulation of our financial markets would have signaled to eager stock and home buyers that something was amiss and put a stop to ruinously risky lending practices. Higher federal mileage standards, which remained flat for more than a decade and a half, would have saved billions of barrels of oil, reducing the upward price pressure on jet fuels and lessening the need to turn straw into fuel. And the adoption of transparent and effective voting procedures before the turn-of-the-century election would likely have resulted in a different presidency. We've never been quick to address our national problems. It took more than three-quarters of a century to end slavery. The Great Depression lasted a decade. Our nation is like a large ocean liner, slow to pick up speed, though once in motion, hard to stop, which also explains why many of us haven't yet experienced any crisis-induced pain. The U.S. economy and its institutions are so large that we can coast for several years on a sea of debt and hubris before drifting to a stop. We'll find a way out of this mess. We may be slow-moving, but we're also smart, dedicated, and fundamentally well-meaning. But we can't take that for granted. We created this mess. We can and should fix it. With a perspective, I'm Stephen Moss.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.